With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Forest County Pottawatomie community will need to select a new tribal chairman. The tribe announced James Crawford has resigned. Crawford has been selected to be the next United States Department of Transportation Assistant Secretary of Tribal Affairs. Crawford thanked tribal membership for their confidence in him as an elected leader of the tribe over the last 15 years. Nominations for the position of Forest County Pottawatomie Community Chair will be sought on Monday, May 5th. Vice Chairman Ken George Jr. will be serving as acting chairman until the position is filled in a special election May 10th at the tribe's next general member meeting. As the cost of many things, including food, remains high, more families are depending on programs as supplements. The Weekend Backpack Program is one of those. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on the increase being seen.
When Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Eagle River started the Weekend Backpack Program 10 years ago, just one child was signed up for it. Now, Sandy Bishop and a team of volunteers pack 110 every week for elementary students in the Northland Pines School District.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of food unstable families in the area. This is predominantly a resort area, so there's a lot of service workers that, you know, don't have a large income, and everyone's struggling.
The program provides children with two meals and snacks to take home every Friday of the school year. Between the rising number of families depending on the program and the higher cost of food, funding the program has gotten more expensive.
Really, since COVID, the beginning of COVID, when things were hard to come by and whatnot, that is really when the prices started going up, and they unfortunately continue to climb.
To help cover the increased costs, Feed Our Rural Kids has committed to match up to $20,000 in donations to area weekend backpack programs made during the month of May. Perry Pokrant is the FORC president.
We want them to keep doing the good works that they're doing and make it as easy as possible. It's still a lot of work for them.
The matching funds for the 20K Backpack Challenge comes from FORC's Legacy Fund. It will support backpack programs run by the Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, Faith Lutheran Church, and Prince of Peace Lutheran Church within the Northland Pines, Three Lakes, and Phelps school districts. You can learn more about the program and how to donate at feedourruralkids.org. Just look for this article at WXPR.org to find the link. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Protesters chanted and marched outside the FBI's Milwaukee division on Saturday after agents arrested a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Friday's arrest escalates a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents chased him on foot. Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration is using dangerous rhetoric to attack and attempt to undermine our judiciary at every level. The city of Rhinelander is hosting a citywide cleanup. It's open to current city of Rhinelander residents only. Those who participate must provide proof of residency. There will be no curbside pickup. All items must be brought to the collection site at 644 Washington Street. The site will be designed in a loop format for easy flow, and staff will be on hand to provide directions. Accepted items include non-food household waste like clothing, small tools, dishes, and bedding, furniture, and small appliances with no Freon, things like toasters, hair dryers, lamps, radios, and plug-in tools. They will not accept electronics including TVs, computers, or batteries, fluorescent bulbs, tires, or yard waste, leaves, or brush. You can find a full list of what will or will not be accepted on the City of Rhinelander website. It's a free service. The site will be open Friday, May 16th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, May 17th from 7 a.m. until noon. Wisconsinites who are worried about inflation or watching their retirement account on the stock market roller coaster may be wondering what they should do. Terry D. reports, if you don't have a money plan, it's time to make one.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic, and concerns mount about the effects of tariffs. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit MoneyFit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose, is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having two checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fun purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Bringing the NFL draft to the league's smallest market was supposed to mean a smaller crowd. Green Bay Packers fans had other ideas. Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy said last week the forecast was for a total attendance of 250,000 for all 3 days. NFL officials announced Saturday the attendance instead was 600,000. The total comes from adding the reported attendance for each of the 3 days. The reported figure ties the 2019 draft in Nashville for the second highest total since the NFL started moving the draft to various cities in 2015. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.